Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm basing my message today on our gospel lesson, John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us. Dear friends, how do you picture God? It's an age-old question, and probably a variety of answers here in the sanctuary today. And it's an important question because how you picture God will greatly determine whether you're encouraged in your journey of faith or whether you're really discouraged in your journey of faith. Pretty much every ancient culture pondered and struggled with that question. Tribes that are isolated from all other connection with human beings have really deliberated that question as well. And there have been a variety of responses and pictures of what people think God looks like. God's people in the Old Testament, they pictured God in one moment as a golden calf. Remember that moment in Exodus? Some ancient civilizations have pictured God as an angry volcano. There are tribes that have pictured God that way. Some of the pictures are even more harsh. God has wings and breathes fire and eats infants. Some civilizations have, that's the picture that they have for God. See, here's the thing. In our community, there are a lot of people that have perhaps harsh views of who God is. A couple weeks ago, I was having a conversation with someone, and they shared with me, "Pastor Jeremy, I don't believe in God." My response was, okay, there's lots of people that don't believe in God. And I thought about it for a moment, and my next question was this. Tell me the picture that you have of God that you don't believe in. Person paused for a moment and then said, well, I believe God is an old man with a long beard that sits at a desk and has a gavel in their hand, and he keeps track of all the wrongs that are committed. That's how they explain God. And I thought for a minute, and I silenced myself, which is hard to do sometimes. But I wanted to say, well, I too wouldn't believe in God if that was the vision that I had of Him. See, here's the point. How we view God and picture God greatly determines if we're going to be encouraged on our faith journey or if we're going to be discouraged to believe in Him. The season of Advent and Christmas, one thought behind this season is that it's here to give us a clear picture of who God is. What will help us on that journey is to set aside all the preconceived ideas and thoughts and be open, have our eyes open, our ears open to what the songs say and then what the readings describe are the pictures of who God is. And you see in our text from John chapter 1:14, there's kind of a picture here when John says this, "The Word became flesh and dwelled among us." And as we'll read in the weeks coming ahead, we're going to see more of a picture of God. And of course, we're going to figure out that God is more than in the flesh. God was a child. God became a child. Now, that's kind of a wild thought, isn't it? A child. Think of the moment that you may have had a child. A child has 10 fingers that if you just reach out and touch one, you might think that you might dislocate one. A child has 10 toes. They're so small that you might even think that they're not even there. A child is helpless. It can't feed itself. It can't clothe itself. It can't take care of itself. It's completely dependent upon other people. And the picture that God gives is of a child. This is the picture that He wants us to have. Now, if I were drawing a picture of who I'd want God to be, I'd want God to be like some superhero with a cape that had amazing talents and abilities to wipe out His adversaries. But the picture that we're going to see in the weeks ahead is a baby. Why? Why is this the picture? God wants you to know that He's with us. The word for Advent, and we just sang it in the hymn that we just sang, the word that occurs most often in Advent for who God is this word Emmanuel. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 puts it out there. The child has a name. We know it's Jesus. But in Matthew 1, verse 23, the name that is given is Emmanuel. How many of you have heard that word before entering into Advent this season? You've always heard that word before. Let me break it apart for you. Emmanuel has three parts to it in the Hebrew. Im is the first part. That means with. It's a preposition. Manu is also a preposition. It means to us. El is the word for God. So put those three parts together, you get God with us. Emmanuel. Not God above us. Not God thinks of us fairly often, not God cares for us, but it's God with us is the message of Advent. And in my thinking, there's no better picture to give that God is with us than a child. Maybe you remember the time that your child was born or when another person's child was born. The baby is with you. It doesn't matter what you're thinking, it's the baby's just there. When we had Miles, this is what I remember of his birth. It was a challenging delivery. Notice how the husband can say it was challenging. It was really hard. It was very difficult. It was a hard one for Alicia. What I remember about that moment is that we had to be with Miles. She had to feed him. He was taken away to be under the lights because he was jaundiced. I had to be with him. I had to see his every moment of how he was breathing and how he was doing in that room away from Alicia. Miles had to be with us. He needed food and touch in those first few weeks. And then for those first few months, you're never separated from the baby. It's like they're not even out of the womb. They're right next to you at all times.